So you all have to sing out loud so that I don't have to do this all by myself, okay? So we're going to start with the song that everybody knows, Jesus Loves Me. All right, everybody?
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Okay, let's try another Jesus Loves Me song. Jesus loves the little children. Jesus loves
the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, and they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world. Jesus rose for all the children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus rose for all the children of the world.
I copied that on the internet and it adds that word brown, and it was never in the song as I sang it growing up. It's red and yellow, black and white normally, but this one has brown in the color. Okay, let's do our light. Everybody got your lights ready? We got a little light. Shine our light. This little light of mine,
I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine. Light under a bushel.
No!
I'm going to let it shine.
Okay, we're going to march. Okay, guys, stand up. You guys have to do this with us. Ready? You ready to march? I may never
march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly over the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's army, yes, sir. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly over the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Ah, okay. This song, everybody knows this song, I think, I hope. I've got a joy,
joy, joy, joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
I've got a joy, 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 joy
down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to stay. Am I so happy, so very happy? I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Doesn't like
it. He can sit on attack.
Ouch!
Sit on attack.
Ouch!
Sit on attack. And if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack.
Ouch!
Sit on attack to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Okay, this is a song that you probably know better by Old MacDonald. It's good old Noah built an ark like God told him to. Okay, are we ready to do it? Okay. Good old
Noah built an ark like God told him to. And on that ark he took two lines like God told him to. With a roar over here and a roar over there, here a roar, there a roar, everywhere a roar.
To share with you, we're going to play a song sung by a man named Tennessee Ernie Ford, and he sang it a long, long time ago, long before even these guys were born, back in 1962. I was 12 years old when he first sang that song, and it's a song about Noah, and I think you'll like it a lot. We'll hear it in just a minute, and we'll see him sort of leading folks in singing that song. I found a version of it that's a cappella, which is really kind of neat. He has a chorus in the background that will be singing it. So here we go. They'll get it up here in just a second, and I hope you can hear it. Here we go.
Some of the most exciting music in the world today is the great rollicking spirituals. Here's one we hope you're going to enjoy.
Down from his window in the sky, said, I created man, but I don't remember why. Nothing but fighting since creation day. I'll send a little water and wash them all away. The Lord came down to look around the spell. There was Mr. Noah behaving mighty well. That is the reason the scriptures record. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Said Noah, there's going to be a flood. There's going to be some water. There's going to be some mud. So take off your hat, Noah. Take off your coat. Get Ham, Shem, and Japheth and build yourself a boat. Noah said, Lord, I don't believe I could. The Lord said, Noah, get some sturdy gopher wood. Never know what you can do. Take a try. Build it 50 cubits wide and 40 cubits high.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he landed high and dry.
Noah said, there she is. There she is, Lord. The Lord said, Noah, it's time to get aboard. Take a creature, a he and a she, and of course, Mrs. Noah and your whole family. Noah said, Lord, it's getting mighty dark. The Lord said, Noah, get these creatures from the ark. Noah said, Lord, it's beginning to pour. The Lord said, Noah, hurry up, shut the door.
Shut the door, shut the door.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
The ark rose up on the bosom of the deep. After 40 days, Mr. Noah took a peek. Said, we're not moving, Lord. Where are we at? The Lord said, you're sitting right on Mount Ararat. Noah said, Lord, it's getting mighty dry. The Lord said, Noah, see my rainbow in the sky. Take all these creatures and people to earth. Don't be more trouble than you're worth.
Oh, no found grace in the eyes of the Lord. No found grace in the eyes of the Lord. No found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he landed high and dry.
Did you like that? I know they did. They bounced a little with the song, so I know they enjoyed it. I hope you folks enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed it. I remember hearing that. The Jordanaires sang a version of it, and that's the one that I fell in love with, and had a record with it, and it got scratched, and it just broke my heart. And I still can't find it to this day. I want to find another copy of that with the Jordanaires, but it's a great song. I want to share with you guys a story. It is the story of Noah and the Ark. Noah lived at a time when everybody around him was bad. They were all bad. They would steal things and say bad things about people and do all kinds of terrible things. And God said, that's enough. I'm going to destroy the earth. And so he finds good old Noah, and Noah is a good man. And he's been doing exactly what God wants him to. He's raising his boys, and he's a good man. And so God says, okay, Noah, you have found grace in my eyes. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Remember, we just sang that, right? You've been a good man. So I want you to build a boat. And he says, I want you to make it 100 cubits long. 300 cubits long. We'll try again. 300 cubits long, and I want you to make it 50 cubits wide and 30 cubits high. Now, that's pretty big. And in fact, if they'll bring it up now, there we go. Just how long was that boat? Well, that boat, the dimensions of that boat are pretty big, and this is how you will make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. Now, that's really quite long, and here's the interesting picture. It's at least 510 feet long. It would be nearly a football field and a half. Do you guys know how long a football field is? You ever watch them play football? It's a long ways. And it would be that long, and then half of that long again. It's really big. And in fact, yeah, it's bigger than this church. You're exactly right. It would be very big.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very big. And in fact, it would be the size you could land. Remember the shuttle when they would take shuttles up into space? You could land three shuttles on top of it, nose to nose, and it would be that long. Ooh, that's big, right? And it's half that. It's half of a football field wide, and it's taller than the top of this ceiling. That'd be pretty tall, right? That's a big boat.
Like 3 million kids.
Yeah, 3 million kids, you're right. It would hold a bunch of kids, you're right. Okay, so next picture, please. This is the picture that we usually get of the ark, but that's really probably a bad picture because the word ark means box. Isn't that interesting? It means a box. It's a box. And so it really looks like the next picture. That's more like what it would have looked like. A big, big box. It didn't have to be like a boat because Noah's not going to steer it any place. It's going to go wherever God sends it. And so God will tell Noah, okay, Noah, I want you to get on this ark. I want you to have two of every kind of animal, two cows and two goats and two of every kind of animal. But if they're clean animals, the kind that you can eat or you can sacrifice to God, I want you to have seven sets of two, 14 of them. A bunch, right? And you're going to put them all on this boat. And so Noah does it. By the way, it took Noah 120 years to build the boat. Is that a long time?
Yeah.
120 years. And after he has built that huge boat, God says, okay, get the animals on, and I'm going to close the door. And God closes the door. And it begins to rain. And the water starts coming up from under the ground as well. And it rains for 40 days and 40 nights. It gets so high that it's at least almost as tall as the ceiling above every mountain. Pretty big, right? Deep water. And so after it's been raining 40 days and 40 nights, the rain stops. And they float around in that boat forever and ever and ever, it seems. So Noah says, you know what? I got to figure out whether that water's going down. So he sends out a raven, a big blackbird, and it just goes out and it never comes back again. Because they're big birds and they can fly forever. And then he sends out a dove. And the dove goes out and says, I don't like it out there. It comes back in again. And he waits a while, and then he sends out another dove. And this dove goes flying out, and it flies out, and it finds an olive tree. And it gets some leaves off the olive tree and comes flying back in and gives it to Noah. And Noah says, you know what? I think there's dry land out there now. We got trees growing again. Isn't that exciting? So he's excited about that. And he has to wait a little while longer, and then God will say, okay, Noah, the boat finally goes crashing in, and it lands someplace. And he knows they're on land, and they're on Mount Ararat. And so they landed on Mount Ararat, and when they landed there, they finally get off the boat. But you know, they've been on that boat for a little over a year. They got on the boat on the 17th day of the second month of the year, and a whole year later, on the 27th day of that second month, they finally get to go off the boat. A whole year on a boat. Can you imagine being a whole year on a boat? That'd be a long time, right? From one birthday to the next birthday. Okay, so it'd be a long, long time. Anyway, what did I start to say? Okay, yeah, they're finally going to get off of the boat. They get off of the boat, and Noah is going to take some of the clean animals and sacrifice them to God. And after he's done that, God is going to put a rainbow up, and there's the rainbow. See the rainbow? God puts a rainbow up there, and he says, when you see that rainbow, you will know that it will never, ever have that kind of flood again. So that's good news, right? It's a wonderful story. And it's a story that God cares about his people and he cares about them, and he takes care of the folks who are good folks, like Noah. And the folks who were bad people, they all drowned. They didn't survive the flood. It's a good story. You like the story? Everybody like the story? It's a wonderful story. By the way, for those of you who are adults, it's such a good story that later on, Peter will use that story in 1 Peter to talk about the significance of baptism. He will say, Noah was saved by water. Is that strange? He's not saved by the ark, because that's something he built. It's not something he did. It's the water that buoyed him up above all the folks who are lost. And he says, in like manner, baptism now saves us. It's not something we do. It is God's grace that he saves us by bringing that water up and saving us. It's a wonderful story, and for those of you who are adults, it's a story that you need to sort of think through and perhaps want to read 1 Peter chapter 3. But for the adults, that's your homework. Read 1 Peter chapter 3 and see the significance of this wonderful story about good old Noah. All right, let's have a prayer right now, and then we'll sing an invitation song in just a moment. Jay's going to lead us in a song, and we'll do that in just a moment. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the story of Noah, and we thank you for these two young men who are down front and for the others who come to hear us tonight. We thank you for that wonderful story, Lord, and we pray you, Lord, help us to learn the significance of that, how important it is for us to be your people and to do things the noble way, that we could be like good old Noah and find grace in your eyes, because we indeed are trying to be your people. We ask your blessings upon us this evening as we study and as we worship, but we thank you so much. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to sing an invitation song, and if there are any folks who need to respond to that invitation, you can do that while we stand and sing this song.